everyone, and welcome to Indigo Insights. Our show will answer questions that have yet to be asked by employees, employers, and entrepreneurs to improve performance and develop careers in the workplace. Indigo Insights is presented by Careers in Transition, a performance management company helping organizations attract, develop, and retain employees. Thank you for joining us. I'm Indigo Triplett, and I address the triple E's: employees, employers, and entrepreneurs. My guest in the studio today is Corey Moore, president and owner of Pro Networker. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Indico. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really nice.
Good.
It's nice to sit across from you.
I know. I'm enjoying myself.
So you all have to know that I know Corey, and let me just share with you how I met Corey. I do a networking event, and we're going to talk about a lot of his networking event. He's a pro at this, but I have a networking event, and he came, and I had everyone put on a badge of what they're looking for so that other people can help. And we'll talk a little bit more about why I did that. But Corey put on there, "I'm looking for business cards." And I thought I was going to snap, crackle, and pop on him because I couldn't believe, why is he going around saying he's looking for business cards? And so that was our first impression of each other.
Yes, it was.
So, Corey, tell me a little bit, why are you looking for business cards?
Well, my whole goal is to help people build their business. And I'm a firm believer in that the more people you know is how you build your business. So with that, people really need to get out there, pass out their business cards, collect business cards, really try to build their database, which is really resources for their business. So that's why I go out and collect them. I try to meet as many people out there. The more people I meet, the more people I can help.
And that's transferable to careers as well. So if somebody is a corporate professional, collecting business cards is beneficial to them too.
Definitely. I mean, right now people are not finding jobs as fast as they used to. With that, a lot of people are going to, whether it's monster.com and, you know, doing their resumes, but they're finding out they're not really getting jobs that way versus going to a networking event, meeting somebody to say, "Oh, you know, I like you. I sit right next to the person in HR. Oh, we're looking for somebody that actually has your qualifications. Hey, send me your resume and then I'll put it on their desk directly." So it's actually really good to be able to actually go to these networking events and actually try to find those opportunities there.
You know, it's funny. I went to an event yesterday by the Atlanta Tribune. Okay. And there was a woman that I met a while ago. And so we were talking and drinking. You know, drinking makes you best buds real fast.
It does, real quick.
And so she was saying, because I said to her, "Do you ever have an opportunity where someone needs change management after you do a project with them?" Mm-hmm. She's like, "No, but let me tell you how you can actually use me, Indigo. I know everybody."
Oh, wow.
"So if you want to meet someone, give me a call and let me know that's who you want to meet." And that's interesting because I had her business card,
right,
but I didn't know what to really do with it.
Right.
So share with us, how do a person really leverage these business cards?
And that's the whole thing right there. Just like you said, you had her business card. You really didn't know what type of opportunities were going to be there. And then you actually start having a conversation with her and she pretty much put that opportunity out there. And that's essentially what it is. Most times you meet somebody and we have it called the three categories, the three C's.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to meet a client, you're going to meet a collaborator, or you're going to meet a competitor. These are all three things that are going to help your business. With that, you get their business card. You find out, hey, do they fit into one of these categories? If they do, you then start looking at them as such. So for instance, they're going to be a client, start talking about that. If they're a collaborator, hey, what kind of things can we team up on? Competitor's a little bit harder. I don't want them taking business of mine, but looking at it the other way, maybe I can actually offer them business for something that I don't do, which they can in turn offer me business for something they don't do. Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Or they can collaborate as a competitor, because I know we do federal contracting at Careers mm-hmm. in Transition. So some contracts are too big for us to handle. So
right.
We need a competitor
right.
who can collaborate.
Right. Exactly. And that's where a lot of people say, "Hey, I collect these cards. I don't know what to do with them." Well, actually go back through them. Figure out if any of these people fit into those three categories there. And 9 times out of 10, they do. If they don't, that's fine. They might later on. But these are all the things that can actually help your business. Then start having a conversation with them. Try to follow up with them. Have coffee with them. Do a phone call with them. Try to figure out, hey, what are you doing? What am I doing? How can we actually help each other? And that's really what you have to do with those cards.
Now, it's interesting you said have coffee with them. I find a lot of businesses go out of business because people eat them out of business.
Yeah.
You don't have to actually have a meal. You don't have to say, "Hey, let's get together and go out for lunch," or "Let me take you to dinner."
Right.
I'm amazed at how many people that's the first thing they think about. But
right.
Why not just meet up at Starbucks or at someone's office? And anyone who's really busy
right.
and who can help you don't need a free meal.
Right. Right.
So I always tell people that when they're networking, that you don't have to take people out to get something
right.
from them.
Right. And that's very true. I'm a huge proponent on coffee. hey, let's meet at Starbucks, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Depending on what time of the season it is, I might say, hey, listen, you know, we met at a networking event, so I physically saw your face. Why don't we do a conference call? Why don't we just do a call? It'll make it easier for you, make it easier for me. It just makes it so much easier. But just trying to figure out, let's get the information. Let's not worry about the atmosphere. Let's not worry about the food, none of that. Let's just get the information. What are you doing? What am I doing? How can we help each other?
So you mentioned your triple C, and I like to talk about the pie theory when people network.
Okay.
That is based on performance, influence, and exposure. That mm-hmm. when you get a card, you should put on there that, how can this person help me either perform? How can they either give me or help influence someone mm-hmm. on my behalf? Or how can they give me exposure? Mm-hmm. Do you find that that's helpful? Because I know you were there when I talked about that.
Definitely. As long as somebody has some type of strategy with going in to say, okay, I'm not just going to come in here and look for a client. Yes, every now and then, and depending on what type of business you have, you're going to find a client. But if you have something off of that, so whether it's the three C's, whether it's the pie, whether it's some type of strategy to say, look, I'm going to come in here to find somebody that's going to help my business, that'll actually help them.
I like what you just said. Now, let's back up. They weren't there when I came to your networking function.
Okay.
And you gave the spiel about people, their expectations.
Yes.
Share with us that.
So I do a lot of networking, obviously being Corey, the network king more. I do a lot of networking and I talk to people and they're always telling me, yeah, I went to this event. And I say, okay, how was it? Oh, it wasn't a good event. Really? Why? Oh, because I didn't get a client. People's expectation is every time when I go to a networking event, I'm supposed to get a client. That's what builds my business. Our whole function is to be able to explain to people, no. Your goal is to meet someone who's going to help develop your business. That's either that client, collaborator, or competitor. So it's really based on if you met somebody new at an event, then that event was a success because you never know what will happen later on. And I've heard people always say, yeah, that was a bad event. Really? Okay. 6 months later, that one person they met now becomes a client. Now I'm like, oh, now was the event good? Well, yeah, it was great now. So it's one of those is really trying to figure out what possibilities can I get out of a networking event. If you meet somebody new, it was a great event because you never know where that opportunity is going to lead to.
And like you said, and you might have to say this in your own words, some people leave the house to buy. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people come to an event to sell something. So typically, and I love doing this, you know, we'll be in a room full of 100 and some people and say, okay, hey, you guys all came out here to network. How many people are here to sell something? Everybody's hand goes up. Great. Okay. How many people here are to buy something? Three people's hand go up. And it's like, wait a minute. Do you guys see a problem with this? There's a huge disparity. We all can't sell. So it's one of those of controlling their expectation of saying, listen, a networking event is not a sales event. Networking is the exchange of information. And the average person doesn't understand that. So when they then leave their house to say, I'm going to this networking event to sell something, they're actually doing it completely wrong. A person that is there to try to get information, they can feel that. They can feel when a person comes up to them saying, hey, my name is Corey. I really don't care what you do, but this is what I do. This is my widget. I need you to buy it.
Right.
People get so turned off by that. And what we've been seeing is people get so turned off to that, that they actually stop networking. They stop liking networking.
Right.
And it's like, wait a minute, you're going to cut off the opportunities to your business based on bad apples. So our goal is to get out here and educate the industry to say, listen, if you run into somebody who is pushing their business on you, who's trying to sell you on something, they're doing it wrong. With that, put them in a category to the side. Do not stop networking, because what people don't really understand is if you have a product or service and you have to sell that to a person, the only place that exists on earth where there's a group of individuals who actually care about what it is you do and want to know what you do is a networking event. That's the only place that exists. So with that, you then need to make sure that you're out to as many networking events as possible. But if you go out there, they're not as well attended as they should be. Here and there, you're going to see, you know, a lot of people at an event. But for the most, with all the events that are going on, there's 6 million people in Atlanta, at least a million of them sell something. You would think that every night, every networking event should be packed, but it's not. And a lot of people say, you know what? I don't like networking, and it's because of those reasons, because they don't really understand why they're out there, what they're supposed to be doing. And then when they run into bad apples, it just turns them off even more.
Right.
So they stop going.
Well, I think another reason why people don't like networking is because they may be introverts.
Yeah.
You're a
I'm an introvert.
Well, no, you're special because you're also a tax attorney or a tax.
I am an accountant. Yes, okay. I am an accountant. So I'm what I call an EA, which is not an enrolled agent. I'm actually an extrovert accountant, mm-hmm. which is very, very rare to find. And you're right. A lot of people are introverts. A lot of people are not used to talking about themselves and are a little uncomfortable about doing that.
Right.
The realities are, if you're in business, your goal is to sell your product. You then need to sell it to somebody you don't know. You have to get over that hump to say, I'm going to get out here and meet more people that I don't know and tell them what I do. Because if I don't do that, they're not going to know. I'm not going to make any sales. I'm going to go out of business. It's that simple.
Well, what's interesting is that for my networking event, I believe we're a little bit more unique than a lot of the networking events that mm-hmm. are out there. One, I'm a speaker, so I speak at each of my events. Mm-hmm. The one that's coming up April 22nd at Gordon Biersch, mm-hmm. I'm actually going to speak on playing by the unwritten rules and mm-hmm. how to play the game. And the other thing is that I also believe in universal law.
Okay.
And that in the universal law is that when you give, the more you give, the more you get.
That's true.
If you can just spend most of your time giving, the universe will bless you with whatever you need.
Right.
So we always do an exercise where we challenge people to walk around and figure out how can they help someone else, not to pitch themselves. And what's interesting is that people, they feel so refreshed and rejuvenated after right. they do it, because where else do you get to go around trying to figure out how to help others?
Right.
So what would you say makes your networking events unique?
Our goal is to pretty much make sure that people know why they're there. So typically when you go to most events that are not structured, yours is very structured. So with that, people have an activity to be able to do, which they actually get more out of it. But we try to make ours structured as well, to where a person gets there and they're just not roaming around and just trying to figure out why they're there and what to mm-hmm. do. We typically give them an activity. We do an event called Strictly Business every month, the second Monday of the month, where we do speed networking, which people love that. Most times when I talk to people and they say, no, I've never done it. Is it like speed network or is it like speed dating?
Speed dating.
Just like speed dating, but more profitable. So what ends up happening is people actually get an opportunity.
And
not necessarily, no. They get an opportunity to actually meet a lot of people in a very short amount of time. But it's one that now they're actually engaged in the actual activity of networking. So it's now trying to make networking kind of fun. Also at the event, we do an educational piece to it. Also letting them know about the three C's, about stop, don't sell your business, tell your business. Just to make sure that they understand why they're there, what they're going to get out of it, and more importantly, when they leave, to keep going to other networking events and why. They might not have the same structure at other networking events as they do ours, but at the same time, they still need to get those resources for their business.
Okay. You're listening to Indigo Insights, brought to you by Careers in Transition, and we're here with Corey Moore of Pro Networker. So, Corey, what are some do's and don'ts? Well, let's start with the don'ts, because those are all sexy. So what are some don'ts of networking?
Oh, man, where do I begin? I have a little column that I'm going to be starting at some point called the Nightmares of Networking. Don't, please don't run up to somebody to try to sell or push your business onto them. Everybody likes to buy. Nobody likes to be sold. So it's right. one of those to where... And it's kind of a pet peeve of mine, because it's one to where, you know, obviously when I network a lot, you kind of see people. I mean, I know economy's hard and all of that, but some people are in desperation mode.
Right.
I need to make this sale, or I'm going to be thrown out of my apartment. I'm going to not have food for tonight, whatever the case is. So they're in desperation. So they don't really get the concept of give to get.
Right.
They're there to get. So it's one of those to where our goal is to hopefully get as many people to say, look, let's get back to that give. Meet you. What can I do for you instead of what can you do for me? And just trust in the laws of attraction that it is going to come back around to you.
Right.
So definitely do not try to sell yourself to somebody. If they want your product, they will tell you right then and there. They'll tell you.
And not even product. I nothing bothers me more than to see someone out networking who's in transition and carrying around their resume.
Right.
as if that's a business card,
right,
saying I'm looking for a job. And the thing is, most people are not walking around with a job to give you.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one. Be prepared. Know what you're actually doing. So, for instance, if you're underemployed or not employed and you're looking for a job, the average person, like you said, is not walking around with a job. An average person honestly doesn't want to take your resume. Now, if you had a business card that actually had your name, email address, phone number on the back, had some of your highlighted skills on it, they can actually have all the information that they actually need, whether or not they're going to call you back.
Right.
So with that, just being prepared for that and making it easier for that person to call you. When you give somebody a resume, they might lose it or throw it away just because, you know, it's awkward. It's not good for them. So definitely being prepared for what it is that you're looking for and how you're going to actually give that information out to somebody.
I think another don't, because I'm working on this myself, is allowing that person to be everything to you in that moment of time that mm-hmm. you're talking to them. Because mm-hmm. my eyes wander, because I'm always looking around only because, maybe because I'm paranoid, I just right. watch to see what's going on around me. But really engage that person, look in right. their eyes and just really be there for them.
Right.
What's interesting, I was over in China for a month last year. And when you exchange cards over in China, you literally look at the person in the eye, you take a slight bow, and you take the card and you examine it. You,
right.
you really look at it and you ask a question from that card to
right.
show that you took an interest in it.
Right.
And you don't just tuck it away. Here, what I think is a don't is that they take the card while they're talking.
Right.
And the person is looking at it while the person is still talking.
Right.
So you either give the card, you give a person a chance to really look at it
right.
before you start speaking,
right.
or you wait until after you're finished. It's just amazing to see how miscommunication is happening all
right.
the time
right.
just through the card exchange.
Right. Or even worse, you give somebody your card, they take the card and just put it in their pocket, don't look at it,
doesn't yeah.
barely even feels it. Just it's like, oh, I'm just collecting this card. I really don't. I mean, it shows that they really don't necessarily, I'm not going to say care,
right?
But possibly respect what it is that you do. Or it's in their, it's not in their frontal lobe of, okay, how can I actually engage with this person? So that's definitely a big don't. That's one that when I see people do it, I know automatically this is probably not going to be somebody I'm going to collaborate with because they're in it for themselves. If they're not going to at least take an opportunity just to look at my card, more than likely they're not going to engage in my business.
Okay. So let's talk about what separates your program from others. You mm-hmm. have a membership. Tell me about that.
We do. Our whole goal, our whole platform is to help a person build their business by meeting more people. That's our whole platform. Face to face. Let me put it like that. I mean, there is social media and things of that nature right now, which is making it really easy for people to, I'm not going to say connect, but touch people from far off and stuff like that. But as far as connections are concerned, it's still really hard to do that, whether it's over the phone, whether it's on the internet, whatnot. Face to face, we really still can't beat the good old handshake. So our goal is to help people get out there and meet people face to face. Now, when it comes to that, it can be pretty costly with doing that. You have to go to networking events, workshops, things like that. And most times there is an entry fee. Our goal was to actually create a program to where we said, hey, if a person is committed to networking, we want to commit to you. And all that means is the average person is used to, if they're part of a chamber and they want to go to the chamber events, they would then get a membership to that chamber. So now they get a discount to go to those events. The problem is if they go to their local chamber, then they want to venture out and go to some other events, they got to pay full price. So they're less likely to do it. We said, well, what if you had a membership to not just one, but something that was universal? You actually got discounts to any networking event that you went to. So we said, why don't we create that? So what we did was created the Universal Pro Networker Networking Membership. And really all that is because we have events, if you're a member to us for as little as $15 a month, you get discounts or possibly go for free to our events. If because we list events, if we have relationships with the person who's having an event and says, hey, will you give a discount to any of our members? $5 off. They say yes. Now our members get a discount there. Excuse me. We even go a step further, which is we care about you networking so much that you go to an event that we haven't even heard of. We will rebate you up to $5 for just straight out of our pocket just to encourage you to network more. So what that now gives us is the ability to say that 100% of the business events that are happening in Atlanta, you can get a discount for being a member of Pro Networker.
You know, what I like about you, Corey, is that your network is far and deep. Yeah. And because just this week I was calling around to make some things happen, mm-hmm. and by your referrals.
Right.
And they were willing to do things just based on it's Corey.
Right.
So how were you able to establish those relationships? Because people network all the time.
They network all the time.
But what happens afterwards?
Right.
Why are you different?
And there's so much. And like you said, people do network all the time. People do go out, collect cards, and that's about it. Like, they miss that second piece, which is the follow-up, which is the engagement, which is the development, which is the giving to get. They kind of miss that aspect. For me, I understand that people equal resources. People equal resources. Resources equal solutions. Solutions equal to business growth. Every business has gone out of business because they had a problem that they could not solve. Solutions come out of resources. Resources come out of people. Because I understand that, I meet somebody, I'm automatically looking at them as a resource, whether it's going to be to help me, whether it's going to be to help somebody else that I know, whatever the case is. And that's how I treat it. So as I meet people, my whole goal is to be a resource to them. So typically, I'm always looking at giving other people, giving other people, giving other people. Within interns, through the law of attraction, is that they end up looking at me the same way. So it's one of those to where two givers that are together with each other, oh, there's an abundance of everything because they're both given to each other.
Yeah.
I try to develop relationships like that across the board so that now I'm making the actual statement of this is how our relationship's going to be. I'm coming in and I'm going to give to you. I would really hope that you'd give back to me. If you do, great. If you don't, it's okay because the law of attraction is going to happen anyway. So with that, I've developed so many relationships over the years to where it's just invaluable. It's completely invaluable to me. So I'm happy with it. Like I said, it's a great experience.
Well, it's amazing how many people are still trying to do it alone or thinking they can do it by skill sets alone. I built my business, and it made the Inc. list twice as fastest growing companies in America. Uh-huh. And it's because of the contracts that we held. And the contracts that we held, those contracts did not come by going out on the webs or any other portals to try to find government contracts, but rather they all came through networking.
Yeah.
And some of them were people who would just call because they either met me somewhere or heard about me through someone else. And so it's just so much power in networking that I'm amazed that people aren't doing more of it.
It's funny because there's a group of us that are heavy networkers, and we get it. Everybody has heard the term, it's not about what you know, it's who you know. A step further is it's who knows you. And that's then where the doors really start to open. Once a person actually starts to understand, there's a segment of people who think, oh, it's what you know. So then that's why they're staying in their business. That's why they're learning more about their actual product or service, but not learning about the business of what it is that they do.
Right.
Once they then start making a transition over, they're like, oh, wait a minute. I didn't get that contract because I didn't go play golf with this person, or I didn't get that job because I didn't sit down and have a drink with them, or whatever the case is. Oh, okay. It's about who I know. Okay, great. So then that's the next step. But then once they start learning that, doors start opening up a little bit more. But then once they actually get to the next level to say, wait a minute, I know this person. They don't know me, though.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay. So now that's the next level. Once you actually get to there, it makes business so much easier because now for me in my database, I can have a problem and I can then pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, can you solve this for me? And because they know who I am, oh, yeah. Yes. Corey. Yeah, I know you. Yes. Yes. Versus, I don't know who you are.
Right.
No. So it's all about networking. It's all about networking, building those relationships. And actually, like I said, it'll open so many doors for you.
Now, you can't even make this stuff up. My son, who's over at UGA, called me and he said, Mom, I need you to help me come up with a pitch because I want to be an ambassador to our school. Mm-hmm. Not the whole school, but one of the schools, business schools. And so I'm trying to give him a pitch. And I said, you know, these are some of the things you should say. He called me back a day later and he said, one of my frat brothers actually knows the person who I'm supposed to go and pitch to.
Right.
And he told me not to go and pitch. He's just going to take me over and introduce me to her personally. And he said the same thing. He's like, Mom, it's not what you know. It's who you know. Uh-huh. And it's who knows you.
And who knows you.
I only share that story because a lot of times we do think it's about business. But here's a college student who's learning this how to play the game early.
Right.
Because it is about playing the game.
Right.
And so I'm amazed at how many people are not getting it, that they got to get out and network.
Right.
And not only that, I was at some event and they had this love doctor there. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that there's three ways that you're going to meet your next whatever. Mm-hmm. One is that, you guys are all looking at me like, you guys are married. Why are you into this? I'm talking to the producers right now. They stopped doing what they're doing to
like,
pay attention.
Oh, what is this?
No, but he was saying that you won't meet them by staying at home unless you're trying to meet the cable guy.
Right.
Or the AT&T guy.
Right.
But you got to get out and network. The next thing he said, they're already in your phone book.
Right.
Well, he didn't say phone book, but he said they're already in your tablet or whatever. Right. And the other one he said is online, which is a whole nother story in itself. We might do a show on online because I started that. Yeah, I did Match.com. It's interesting.
How about that?
So we'll do a show on that one day. But at any rate, you got to get out and network. So it's just amazing that people aren't doing it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap up, Corey. Is there anything that you wanted to share or add?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to. Our whole goal right now is to let people know what ProNetworker is. ProNetworker is just a resource center for business events. Our whole goal is for if a person wants to grow their business through networking, they then need to find these events. We are probably one of four companies that are in Atlanta that does what we do, which is kind of phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So you go to pronetworker.com, you'll see a calendar of business events that are happening all over Atlanta. Get plugged into these events. We do a newsletter once a week where we send out to you the events for the week that we think are the hot events. You can actually sign up. All of this is free. Go to the website for free, sign up for our newsletter for free, get these events that we're talking about. If you are having events, definitely listed on our event calendar. I believe your event next couple weeks is on our event calendar as well. We actually sent out your flyer yesterday as well. So like I said, our goal is to actually help business owners and sales professionals go to events and to also help the event host to get more people to their event. So definitely use pronetworker.com. We have an event actually tomorrow, which is Saturday, the 5th, at Gordon Biersch, doing a networking workshop. In Buckhead.
Okay.
We're doing a pro network shop.
Really?
Pro network shop.
Tell me about that.
Really what it is most people think, oh, I know how to network.
No,
you probably don't.
Not so much.
You probably don't. With that, come to this workshop. It's kind of a lunch and learn. So, but it'll be an opportunity for them to actually learn the do's and the don'ts of networking.
What time?
It is from 10 until 12, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're going to do it once a month, the first Saturday of the month. So May is May 3rd, Gordon Biersch and Buckhead, 10 to 12 p.m. We also do Strictly Business, which you can also find on our website as well. That's our that's one of our pillar events right there. We actually are doing something very unique here in Atlanta, which is we have two networking events going on simultaneously. One thing that we've learned is that people in Alpharetta don't like coming down to Buckhead, and people in Gwinnett don't like going to Buckhead, or people in Buckhead don't like going wherever. So it's like that 285 is kind of kryptonite for people sometimes. So we said, okay, if you won't come to us, we'll come to you. So we actually have April 14th. We're going to have two events going on simultaneously. One in Buckhead at the another Broken Egg in Buckhead. And then we're going to go also to another Broken Egg in Alpharetta. So you can plug into any event.
You really don't want to miss Corey's networking events. They are awesome. I met some wonderful people there, and you'll get a chance to hear him speak. And you don't want to miss my networking opportunities, which is April 22nd, which mm-hmm. is a Tuesday. 5 o'clock is heavy hors d'oeuvres. And then we start our event at 6 o'clock with me speaking on Playing by the Unwritten Rules. And I just want to thank Corey for coming in with Pro Networker. And thanks to you out there for tuning in to Indigo Insights. Indigo Insights is brought to you by Careers in Transition, a performance management firm. Don't forget that we broadcast live every first Friday morning at 10 a.m. from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett. To find out more about me, go to www.indigotriplet.com. That's www.indigotriplett.com. And to learn more about our sponsors, Careers in Transition, go to www.career-transition.com. That's www.career-transition.com. Also, to purchase my books, Playing by the Unwritten Rules, you can visit either website. I'm Indigo Triplett, and until next time, what is your question that has yet to be asked?